Som det är sort alltså jag vet finte. Vi tant i morgon. Och det är Debs Walker. Debs, can you tell a bit about yourself and who you are?
Yes. Good morning. How are you? My name is Debs Walker. I'm from Dublin in Ireland, not very far from here. And I actually have heard many times that the women in the Faroe Islands are descended from Irish women. Is that right? So we're related. That's good. That's good. Because I actually always feel very at home here in the Faroe Islands.
So we are in family. We are further than to Oida Verde.
But yeah, I'm from Dublin, Ireland. My husband Josh and I, we actually live in Houston in the United States. Yeah, and Josh is actually a missionary kid, so he doesn't know really where he's from.
Josh missionary.
His parents have been with OM for 50 years. And he was born in Beirut, Lebanon, and then he lived on the ships, and then finally they came to Ireland.
Born in Haim, Beirut.
Finally, they came to Ireland.
Ireland, yeah.
Yeah. So, we, since we were teenagers, have been serving with Teen Street. We've been speaking at Teen Street in Europe and all around the world since we were teenagers. So that's lots of years serving at Teen Street. It's okay.
Hello.
Lots of years serving at Teen Street.
Yeah, we mong po ar hawa vi tan vi Teen Street.
When we started speaking at Teen Street, there were maybe 50 or 60 teenagers at the one in Germany.
Yeah, vi tilbyr av oss som tanåringar och hawa esn vi I Tyskland.
And you guys know that one has many, many teenagers at it now.
And
this year, we will have 27 Teen Streets around the world. And that will include people from 70 countries. And Josh and I, we write what's called the global theme.
Josh, we are skriva at som chat some global team.
We have like there's a creative team, and that theme is used in every Teen Street around the world, so it will be used in Europe as well.
Det är så kreativt tema som ger heter skrifterna och det har brukt alla stjärnor och alla evenemang.
And this year it's called Unfold.
Unfold.
And we're studying the Psalms.
Och vi studerar
Psalms.
Psalms.
Psalms. Irish accent.
I'm not Solomonar.
When I say Psalms in America, they laugh as well.
They flend the ice in America if I see Psalms.
Psalms. Psalms. I literally came from Teen Street Brazil to the Faroe Islands.
Jag kom just nu från Teen Street I Brasilia till Färjar.
It took me 48 hours to get here from Brazil. Det tog mig
48 timmar att komma hit.
So I look a bit tired.
Så jag ser ganska synd trött ut.
I'm going to show you a couple of photos of Teen Street Brazil.
Jag får visa några minter från Teen Street I Brasil.
We had, you can just kind of scroll through them. We had 1,000 people there altogether.
Det var 1,000 folk samlade.
We normally have, that's my translator, we normally have about 2,500, but because of COVID, we were only allowed to have 1,000.
Yeah, orsaka COVID var det bäst 1,000, vanligare 2,500.
And it was just an incredible time. We did the Unfold theme, we talked about Psalms.
Det var fantastiskt att vara här, vi tog sig om solmar och andra ting.
Actually, the Josh's translator is 16 years old, so that was fun.
Omsättaren här, han är 16 år gammal.
But Brazilians are, has anyone ever been to Brazil?
Have you ever been to Brazil?
They're crazy. That was our 18th time doing Teen Street Brazil.
Hetta var 18th ferð við gerðu Teen Street í Brasil.
And we always say, you know when the Holy Spirit is moving in Brazil?
Vit sé altu at tú kennir ta ta heilagi andan beveka seg í Brasil.
When they're quiet.
Ta ta fríur.
Sometimes you in certain places if the Holy Spirit is moving there's some noise.
Onkur ta heilagi andan beveka seg ta sindra larma.
But in Brazil, if they calm down, you know that God is really moving.
Men vi säger friali i Brasil, så vars du verliga god viskar.
But we just love it. We love it. And it was great to be able to do Teen Streets in person already.
Ja, så vi är ordentligt glada för att kunna börja efter att göra Teen Street.
We, a few months ago, did a Teen Street in Dubai. That was amazing, the first Teen Street in Dubai.
Vi körde det första Teen Street nästan till Dubai för några månader sedan.
And actually, last month, we had a Teen Street in Russia.
Och sista månaden hade vi faktiskt en Teen Street i Ryssland.
Just in time.
Akkurat till tiden.
But, you know, it has been interesting just communicating with the Russian young people and leaders, and they really are devastated.
So det var ju värst att samskift vi russiska tannåringar och folk till det här verkligen kälkare.
Yeah, so we all know it's a difficult time. God needs to move.
Vi vet att det är trublar tojer och god må beväga sig eller flytta sig.
So this morning God put something on my heart. I was going to teach from Psalms. About some of the unfold stuff.
Vi morgon lägger gott mera hjärta till som vi skulle tala om. Jag attlar att tossa ur från Salmen.
But, and that's what we're teaching at some youth events this week.
Till det här som vi undervisar i några ungdomstiltöken här i veckorna.
But I want to show you a photo. I saw a rainbow out of the window from where we're staying in, is it Runavik?
Ja, jag såg alla boan här som vi byggde i Runavik ute i vinter.
So beautiful. You know the hotel there, like near Mini Teen Street?
Så verkost här hotellet tatt vid Mini Teen Street.
And it was so beautiful. It reminded me, of course, of, you know, Americans always talk about Ireland and the rainbow and lucky and they...
Det var så verkost att jag minnte mig om Irland och alla boan som vi talade så mycket av i Irland.
But honestly, it reminded me of some verses that have been really powerful for Josh and I this year.
Men jag minnte mig om några vers som har varit särstök för mig och Josh i år.
And they're from Revelation 4:1-3.
Det är från Uppenbarelsen 8-4.
It says, after this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must have taken place after this. And at once I was in the spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby. A rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne.
Så ja, fick jag att sucha dort dig med vera latnar upp i himle och hin rötten som är framan undan hej hörs tala till mun ens oljo av lure säger vi med kom upp här jag skall visa här till som här efter för att hämta vi tar samma vare riktor borster i antanon och fick att sucha hasäte standa i himle ein sätt i hasätnon. Han som satt utöj var löjkor jaspis, särtis steine ät sutja, och äla boje var runtan om hasäte, löjkor smaragde ät sutja.
And I love the picture of the rainbow, obviously because of what it signifies about the flood and God's promises.
Jag älskar att hitta äla boan och huxa om det som det uymyndar, syndaflåerna och lyftene från gode.
But I also love that image that there's a rainbow in heaven, God's place in heaven.
Men damer eisne myndne av at det en ærla boi i himle, Guds mynd i himle.
But here we see this rainbow coming from heaven and touching earth.
Men her sucha vit ærla boan koma av himne og nesta jörna.
And in those verses he says, come up to me, come up to heaven.
Og I versen sier han, kom opp til meg, kom opp til himmelriket.
And I really love the picture that we have access to heaven.
Og mer damer ser jeg vel myndene av at vi har ærgang til himmelriket.
We have access to heaven, and when we get there, we get to bring heaven to earth.
Og vi har ærgang til himmelriket, og da vi kommer her, har vi mulighet til å ta himmelen av jord.
Can we be part of this rainbow coming to touch the earth from heaven?
Kunne vi være pastor av oss nær Erlaboanen som kommer av himmelen og neste vi gjørne?
Bringing everything of the kingdom of God that is available to us to the people around us.
Som teker alt I kongar og ikke færsens som her nyer, og vi kunne teke det nyer av hjørne.
So there's a saying in for Skittles, you know the candy called Skittles. It says taste the rainbow.
Ja, man sier eller tager til at du kanst nästa eller smaka Erlaboan.
So I didn't want to bring Skittles, but I brought these. These are disgusting American candies.
So jag har visat här att jag gick att göra Amerika.
Gross. They're terrible.
Tar du inte gå var?
Low, like just really gross.
So I'm gonna
make you eat them, okay?
Yeah, so till mo äta där, till där är förfärligt.
Okay, we're gonna have a competition.
Vi har en kapping.
We're gonna pretend you're at Teen Street this morning, okay?
Vi låter som om att det är Teen Street imorgon.
Okay, so we're gonna have a competition. So see the camera there?
Switcha kamera här.
So that this side of the camera, you're one team.
Titta jag tar ju med hästmena kamera ja.
This side of the camera you're another team.
Och titta jag andra tar ju med hästmena.
So the lady in the yeah you're like literally right in the middle.
Så damen här tog just det mina.
Okay, so here's two boxes for this side and two boxes for this side. I want you to pass them around as quick as you can and eat them.
Här är två äskor till kvarst tajme till skulle flytta där runt så kött som det kunna och äta bomben.
It has to go everywhere so you
Det ska alla stanna.
Need to throw a box up here and you need to throw a box up here. Maybe before it's open?
Kanske är den öppen.
Okay. And then when your two boxes are empty.
Så två äskor tajmar.
Somebody who's under 17 needs to run up here.
Som onkel som yngre än 17 år renna upp här.
With the two boxes, empty boxes.
Vi tar dem tomma äschen.
And I need to see all your mouths empty as well.
Jag måste söka alla tikkara, all your mouths.
Mouth.
Och jag måste söka munnen så att det kommer.
Okay, so take a few, chew them and pass it on, okay? We're going to taste the rainbow.
Ja, så nu ska vi smaka alla boan.
Okay, here we go.
So here börjar vi.
Who's going to take? Someone take these. Sir, can you take them? Okay, we're gonna start. Ready? Go!
Come now.
Go! 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 Throw a box upstairs first.
Come, kasta ena eskja helt oppå her.
All right. Okay, because you're the winner, you get to choose a Teen Street Brazil cup or a lanyard.
Og kopperen,
you can have the bottle.
Vattendunkeren kan han få ur Teen Street fra Brasil.
Teen Street Brazil. All right, we're tasting the rainbow.
Så vi smakar alla boan.
But hey, wouldn't it be amazing if everybody that we met tasted the rainbow?
Ville det inte vara fantastiskt om alla som vi mötte kunde smaka Erlaboan?
Tasted God's kingdom.
Att smaka Guds kungarike.
Not just heard about him.
Inte bara höra om det.
But understood who he was and actually experienced him from us.
Men lära hur han är och så äsna få runter av honom.
And then we pass him on to everyone.
Så kunde vi ge han vidare till alla.
And we're even enjoying it.
Och vi njöt att äsna.
Isaiah 61. I'm like stuck in the Psalms. I've been studying the Psalms for about 12 months. So Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61 talks about you probably all know these verses. It talks about the Lord sending us to proclaim good news to the poor.
Herren sender okkon til at geva góð tíðindi til þeir fátæku.
Freedom for the captives.
Frihet til þeir sem fengar.
Release from darkness for the prisoners.
Leysgeving frá myrkri til fangar.
Comforting all who mourn.
At trosta öll þeir sem syrgja.
Providing for those who grieve.
At trosta þeir sem syrgja.
And giving them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. And the oil of joy instead of mourning. A garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair.
Instead of
despair, sadness.
And
wow. That's huge, isn't it?
It's
huge. It's a huge responsibility, but it's a huge pleasure. We get to be those people to people who don't know Jesus. When we have the Spirit of God, we get to be the people who bring God's kingdom. When we moved to the United States, almost 16 years ago now, actually. We didn't know why we were moving there. We were doing youth ministry in Dublin. We loved being at home. And it's too long a story. It would take a big message to tell you the whole thing. But we knew that God was moving us.
Men vi visste at Gud flytte oss.
And when we got to America, we had been there 3 weeks.
Og da vi kom til Amerika og hadde best vært her 3 weeks.
And we had 3 small children.
Vi hadde 3 små barn.
And we were serving with some friends of ours who worked with the homeless.
Og vi tante sammen med nøkrene og våre venner som arbeidet sammen med hjemløse.
And so we were just kind of feeding the homeless community. There's a huge homeless community in Houston.
So we go time homeless at eta og transera stór fjöld av homeless.
Tens of thousands of people. And honestly, it was shocking as a European person to go there and see what is not available for them.
So helt ærligt så var det chockerande som en person ur Europa för jag såg att det inte var till gångle chat hem.
That's a whole other message too. But we were feeding the homeless and I looked over to the corner of the parking lot and I saw what I thought was a puppy or something that someone had left.
So we go with them homeless eta och så hukte jag över hörne och parkeringsplatsen och här såg det ut som det var actually en sån hundakvalp på små.
All I saw was just some hair. Oh no, not yet. All I saw was some hair.
Jag såg bara en sån hår.
So I go over, pick it up, and I'm like, oh goodness, someone left a baby.
So if we're over here, I thought, oh good, uncle here left a button here.
And the baby, turned out we found the mother later.
We found the mom in the side,
was 3 months old.
That was 3 months old.
Had been fed once a day for 3 months.
We had found you eat the one from the in 3 months.
He was covered in mold, like what's on cheese, mold.
Yeah, also he was really sheeten, also deck covered
heel. He had scabies head to toe, which is tiny fleas, skin fleas.
So han hei aksjum fluis etla solais, yeah. So lopper.
Yeah, that. And so actually he looked like someone had taken a cheese grater and taken his skin off.
Das akkurat ut som onkel hei brukt ein ostaskjærare og tíkje huvuna av tjånen.
And he actually, when we picked him up, he was like this because the mother believed that if you hold a baby, it spoils them.
Og han hei bara høttet tvæs til søgina, og mamman held at du held einum baby, så lukka som fortjela du.
So this muscle had lengthened and this one had shortened.
So musklan var blind skyver, så høttet lukka som vært til søgina.
So we, obviously it was quite shocking.
Vi var sjokkera, ja.
And we were helping the mother and talking to her and saying we're going to have to call the authorities, the baby's going to die.
So we grabbed the mom and the father, we'd noticed that they were in contact with the like an artery at the patni who broke for help and can't touch.
And I had gone over to the chemist to buy something to wash him.
So if for evil apetecha, a chape okkur for at vaska patna.
And the mother said, I don't want him to go to the authorities.
Mamman säger, inte ikkje han ska fara til myndigheter.
What about the lady with the funny accent? She could take him.
Men kvar vi säger kvinnan med sin lögne accenten, hon kan bara ha honom.
So I came back over and they said she wants you to take care of the baby.
Så tar kom ut till mamman och säger vi vill ha te att ta
So I'm like, we have three small kids at home, and I'm ringing Josh and like, okay, so. So we did some little basic paperwork that night, and he came home with us, we thought, for a short time.
So vi gjorde ett sinter av papirarbete samma kvällte, och så kom baby hem vid oss samma kväll.
And he is actually our now 16-year-old son.
Och vi helt att få bära vid ett stort tojarskaj, men nu är han faktiskt 16 år gammal.
God gave us opportunity to adopt him. It was the mother's choice.
God gav oss möjligheten att adoptera han, men det var väl det mammorna.
And I should have given them a photo. I'll give you my Instagram and you can see.
Jag skulle ha givit dig en mint, men jag kan visa dig på Instagram.
But his life really led what God was going to do next for in our ministry.
Men hans era liv verkligen aktion visste och kom kvar vi skulle göra näst och och att tjänaste eller.
And God really used him and the our understanding then of the cycles of poverty in Houston.
God brukte han för verkligen att lära och hon det är cyklus eller ringrasna i fatrakradömi i Houston.
We started working more with homeless people and we started working then with men and women coming out of prison.
Vi började arbeta mer med folk som var hemlösa och folk som kom ur jäklarna.
When men and women come out of prison in Texas, they're wearing their prison clothes and prison shoes.
Ta folk kom ur jäklarna i Texas så är det än i fångsesklavon.
They look like you can show the photos. They look like prisoners.
Det ser ut som fängar.
They feel like prisoners. See, there's the women in their prison clothes.
Och det föll sig isen som fängar.
They literally are dumped in an area where there's drug dealers and human traffickers and gang members.
Det är bara släppt i en öcke här nekvar kriminaliteter är av öttlonsliga.
You can, yeah. So they're very vulnerable.
Så det är ju öliga sårbär.
And God told us at some point.
God säger vi ochkon och på ett tidspunkt.
Instead of the gang members and the drug dealers and all these different people meeting them, I want the kingdom of God to meet them first.
God säger vi ochkon istället för att se bandaner och tar som handlar vi stoffon och annan kriminalitet ska vi att det första som möta hans ner fanken som kommer ur jäklen. Så skulle vi möta timon.
Actually, do you see the shoe? It says offender on the shoe.
Sårst och skäckvän, det ständer en som ger brottsger.
They're literally walking in a false identity.
Det gänga faktiskt i en skäckvän samlaika.
So we now meet in many different places every day. Per year we meet about 15,000 men and women.
Så nu möter vi imsa stjärne vi allt håll 3000 kvinnor och män.
And we give them new clothes, new shoes, new bags, everything external and then a wristband with a phone number on it.
Så vi ger att I'm on a komplett set av nutchon klavon och skäckvon. Allt som man ser utan nöjes och så ett armband vid en telefonnummer. Ja.
And then they can get help from us and prayer and many, many of them come to know Jesus.
Så kunde få hjälp från okon och bön och nekva timon komma lära Jesus.
See their prison shoes right there and that's the bag. So they're very identifiable.
Så här switchar det skäckvannar och så här taskerna. Just.
When we hear the story about our son, about Isaiah.
Och tar vi höra sövna om okkara son.
Isaiah. we have compassion.
We have
compassion.
Och vi har medfölelse eller samkänsla.
What about all the Isaiahs who grow up?
Kvart vi ötlon Isaiahs som vuxit upp.
And they didn't have the tools that we were all given.
Och de hade inte anpoina som vi ötl eller som vi har finch.
And they make terrible decisions.
Och de välja eller göra taka skivar outchairs.
The stories that we hear of these people coming out of prison, their lives would blow your mind.
Sövnar vi höra om folk som kommer ur jäklenon är som jag äckvisliga att det vill bli chockerad.
The damage that has been done.
Skärgen som är framtid.
The broken families.
De brottna familjerna.
And it is a privilege. It is an Isaiah 61 privilege for us to meet them.
Det är en framgång att vi kan möta timon.
And actually, we've had many people from the Faroe Islands come work with us.
Vi har faktiskt haft nek folk ur Färjön som har arbetat samman med oss.
Right here in the middle of Houston.
bænt her eller mitt og justan.
We have an internship where people can come, college age students can come and work and serve with us.
Så studenter og andre kunne komme og arbeide sammen med oss. Vi har hatt ham mulighet.
You can contact me about that.
Du kan sette deg sammen med meg om det.
But Isaiah 61 says that we are to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners.
Men Isaias 61 sier at vi skulle kunngjøre frihet for de som fengslede, og at løsgjøre dem fra myrkret, og at kunngjøre Herren.
So we're not in prison.
Vi ikke I fengsel.
And most of our friends are not in prison. But we are captives, right?
Men vi fengar.
If we don't know Jesus, we're captive to the lies of the enemy.
Om vi ikke kjenner Jesus, så vi fengar.
But God and our you can turn those off. That guy is so funny. He was very happy about his new shoes.
Han var glad for sina nya skekvar.
But we're captives.
Vi fengar.
And we have friends and neighbors who are captives.
Och vi har grannar och vänner som eisner är fängar.
And maybe God will call you to a country where people are captives.
Och kanske för Gud att kalla dig till ett land här där call you to a country where captives are.
People are captive.
Här som folk är fängar.
And then we get to bring heaven to earth.
Så kunde få vi möjlighet att komma vid himmel och inte nere gör.
So what does that look like? Revelation 4 that I read at the start.
Uppenbarelsen 4 som jag läser börjar vi.
Talks a couple of times about worship.
Snackar ofta om att tillbeja.
And I know that you guys in this church have a great heart for worship.
Vi vet att hit och hese samkomme bia.
And that event, the sing event, sounds like it's going to be amazing. I'm coming back.
Och den här sångtiltaget gör framskärande är kom efter.
But those worship times, I mean, that is heaven. That's heaven on earth when we're worshiping.
Det är himmel och jord har vi tillbeja.
They're talking, they're giving honor and thanks and honor and thanks, and they can't stop doing it.
Ja, att göra ära och tack, och vi kunde inte låta vara vid att göra det.
And we're not singing all day. Of course we're not. Well, you are. Faroese people are singing all day, and they're really good at it.
Ja, vi synger inte allan dagen, men tid föringar, tid synger helst allan dagen, och tid öjla gå till det.
But we have to go about our day, don't we?
Men vi må lukka som vera I gerandstenen.
And the thing is that we can be worshiping our Father all day.
Vi kunna tillbe Herren att
det kan be our starting point of every day.
Det kan vara börjarpunkten av utland av varje dag.
Before you go to school.
Arnda första skolan.
You can give thanks to God. You can be grateful.
Kan stå tacka Gud och vara hon tacksam.
On hard days you can be grateful.
Och
on hard days.
Ja, och en trubbel dag kan stå isna vara tacksam.
We can be worshiping our Father, giving thanks all day.
Vi kunde tillbeja och tacka honom allan dagen.
You know the overflow of thankfulness.
And then here overflowen av tacksamhet.
To our friends, to our neighbors.
Fyrir okkara grannar og vinir.
Is heaven on earth, isn't it?
Det är himmel och jord, är det inte?
Because the overflow of gratefulness and thankfulness is joy.
Det är glädje and then here detta tacksamhet.
And an understanding of how good God is.
Och att skilja hur god Gud är.
You know, people who are struggling with sickness, even in secular hospitals, they tell them to start saying things they're thankful for.
The sjukt folk som har att tro på det sjuk av hospitalet, säger det vi att börja nu att säga ting som du är glad för.
It has an effect on our body.
Det har en avskan och kan lika.
When we're thankful.
Då vi är tacksam.
The second, another thing that they do in those verses.
Att annars som de gör I sina verserna.
Let me just, I want to read it because it's just the start. It says that, actually, I'll just tell it to you. It says that they lay their crowns down.
Det säger att de lägger sina kronor ner.
As they're worshiping.
Som de tillbeder.
They lay their crowns down.
Lägger de kronorna ner.
Okay, your crown is part of your identity, isn't it?
Tvinn krona är pastor att tvinn och samlaika. Är det så?
I know there's no like king or queen here, but in Denmark, obviously there is.
Ja, vi har ju kung och drottning här, men I Danmark har de.
And you know, when royalty walks into a room, they're not embarrassed or shy because they're somebody already.
Så att de royale kommer in I ett rum, så är det inte flow, utan det är personlighet.
Like, I think the last time we were here, 2020, I think like a king or somebody had come here recently.
Jag hade ju 2020 tar jag var sista för tar var onkel och aldrig här.
Is that right? The king, was it the king or somebody had been here?
Yeah,
somebody special.
So
when they come, everybody's like, whoa, they're here, and like clean the place and make it nice.
Och att det kommer är öll uppmärksamma på att och vilja lycka som göra eka tilltök för att rotta och få allt att se pent ut.
Imagine that king or queen saying, I'm laying it down, I'm laying down my crown.
Uimenda där en real person har sagt, jag lägger kronorna fram här.
And sometimes they do that, like the prince in England, he's moved away and laid down his crown.
Och onkta gera detta som prinsen i England som lägger sina kronor ner och flottar.
But here's the thing, sometimes we pick up the wrong crown.
Men jag ska säga att onkel du tar vi skiva krona.
And we're wearing an identity that's not ours.
Och vi gänga vi en samlika som inte är okara.
And God wants us to take every identity that has ever been spoken over us or that we think about ourselves.
Och Gud inser att vi skulle ha fokus på öllon identitet eller allt det hela som är sagt om okkon.
And lay it down before him.
Och lägga det framför han.
How are we going to bring the kingdom and have people taste the rainbow?
Hur skulle vi komma vid kongariket Guds och få det att smaka elaboan?
We're going to lay down our crowns.
Vi skulle lägga okkara krona ner.
And we're going to say, God, whoever you created me to be, that's who I want to be.
Och vi skulle säga vid Gud att han som tog hur skapat mig att vara, till han är ska vara.
I want to take a moment just to listen to God together.
Jag hade vi skulle ta en stund att lyssna efter Gud samman.
I love to do this.
Jag älskar att göra det.
So people up in the balcony, you're going to do this with us too. Hello, everyone.
Så titt på balkongen skulle jag älska att göra det samman vi och hon. Hej.
So there are things that we believe about ourselves that aren't true.
Det är ting som vi tycker om oss själva som inte är sann.
Lies we believe.
Lickner vi tryckva.
Things that have been spoken over us and about us.
Ting som är tala om okkon.
And they are often more familiar to us and easier for us to believe than the truth that God speaks about us.
Och det är ofta nämmare att tryckva det som är sagt om okkon än det som god.
We're much happier to think something negative about ourselves than something positive about ourselves.
Vi tar att lättare vi att tryckva negativ ting om okkon själva thing.
So I'd love to ask God just to reveal to us, even if he wants to in this moment, are there any lies we're believing?
So inshi a gut ska lukka som visa fyrir okkon, ta onkra liknir om okkon som vi tryggva.
Is that okay?
It's okay.
I'm going to do it anyway. Okay.
Okay.
You can close your eyes if you want to, but you don't have to.
Take on the blunta hvis du vilja, men det skal boi.
Father, thank you that you know us so well.
God, tack för att du känner okkon så väl.
You created us.
Du skapte okkon.
You gave us an identity.
Du gav okkon en samlika.
And a purpose.
Och ett ändamål.
Father, we don't want to be people who believe lies about ourselves.
Fader, vi inte att vara folk som tryggva liknar om okkon själva.
We want to believe your truth.
Vi inte att tryggva tynon samlika.
Father, as we literally take our crowns and lay them before you.
Fader, som vet bokstavligt tänka okkara krona är och lägga henne framför dig.
Are there any lies that we are believing about ourselves?
Är det några liknande som vi tycker om oss själva?
Is there an identity that we're believing that is not true?
Är det en samlighet som vi tycker men inte är sannor?
Holy Spirit, we ask you to speak to us.
Heila anden, vi åkallar dig att tala till oss.
What are we believing that is not true?
Vad tycker vi som inte är sant?
And God, in regards to that lie,
God, I samband med liknande,
what is the truth that you speak over us?
Hvat sannleiken som du talar iver okkon?
What is a true thing that you say about us?
Hvat sannleiken som du sier om okkon?
The Bible says you created all things and by you we have our being.
Bibeln säger att du skapte allt och vi är vi skapt.
We are created by our Father.
Vi är skapta av våra fäder.
When we take on and believe lies that are not true about ourselves.
Ta vit lukka sum lata liknur anna koma inn um og sum ikki passa um okkum.
It's literally offensive to the one who created us.
Ta faktisk til anstøyt til han sum skapti okkum.
And I want to just speak for a second to anybody here who is under 19. Is there anyone here under 19?
Ein skal lukka at tala við onkran sum undir 19 ára gamal. Nakar undir 19 ár?
Anyone up there under 19? No. Okay. The enemy wants to rob your identity. He wants you to believe things about yourself that are not true. That you're not the one. That there's no hope for you. You're the one who doesn't have a purpose. Your life doesn't mean something. There's nothing going on for you. You're just going to get stuck and blah, blah, blah. All the lies. And if you are under 19 tonight, I want you to read Psalm
139.
The rest of you can if you want to as well. But I want you to think about how your Father has put an identity in you. And do not allow the enemy to rob that from you. Fight for it. Do that little thing. Ask God, am I believing any lies? What is your truth? So in heaven, they're worshiping. They're laying down their crowns. They're giving up their identities. They're saying to God, you give me an identity. You tell me my purpose. I'm not
going
to make my own way and follow what the world says I should be. Anytime they're worshiping, they're laying down their crowns. Isn't that amazing? As they're grateful to God, they give up those identities. When we are not worshiping God, we're going around in our own identity.
Revelation 5,
verse 10. Sorry, he's like, you didn't tell me that verse.
No.
I didn't. Revelation 5, verse 10.
Vers 20.
It says, you have made them to be a kingdom.
Tu er gjørst til å være kongerike.
And priests to serve our God.
Og en prester til å tjene Gud.
And they will reign on earth.
Og de vil regne av jorden. Roa.
Rua,
yeah. It's okay. Rule or be in charge of the
like
reign.
Rule and reign, yeah.
Rule, yeah.
Yeah, reign. Well, reign. I don't know if it's the same word, but ruling isn't, we're not like ruling like this, but reigning. Like we have God's authority.
Yeah, vi har Guds autoritet och vi kommer att roa och göra.
We get to live with heaven coming through us to the people around us.
Vi kunde leva vid himmelriket kommer jökna någon och så till vi är till människor.
Okay, fast forward to Jesus ministry.
Så skulle vi spola helt fram till missionen till Jesus.
He gave his disciples kind of like an orientation.
Han gav så någon lärsvinen en orientering.
And you guys know this. He said, "You're salt."
Han säger till er salt.
You overflow. You're a display of my splendor. Okay, let's look at what that might look like, okay? I'm going to show you a video of what it might look like for us to overflow in our communities.
But
the color video. But we get to be that color for people.
Men vi kunne være tarliter for mennesker.
If we're people of worship, and we lay down our crowns.
Og vi leggja okkara krúna frá okkum.
And we ask God for his wisdom.
Og vi biðja Gud um hansara vísdóm.
And you know in James it says, ask God for wisdom and he'll give it to us.
Biblian segir, bið Gud um vísdóm og hann gevur okkum
vísdóm. Ask God for wisdom about the people.
Bið Gud um vísdóm um fólkið.
He can give you insight into the people that you want to bless.
Han kan ge vad där vitan om falskne som du inser att sikna.
Ask God for heaven on earth.
Be good om himmelrike I gör.
You guys are praying for that couple who the husband is sick in Copenhagen.
Och till be för att apare kvars mauer är sjuker I Köpenhamn.
The Bible says that we should ask for healing.
Bibeln säger vi skulle be om gröjning.
Hey, we don't have to worry about the outcome. We do what the Bible says and we just ask him to heal.
Vi skulle inte vara upptagna av enda ursliten om vi, men vi skulle bara be han.
That's heaven on earth.
God är himmelrike I gör.
I have heard of and seen people healed from cancer.
Jag har hört om folk som är grött av kräft.
God can do it.
God är mäster att göra.
We don't know why sometimes it doesn't happen, but he can do it.
Men vi vet inte hur det händer kvarja för, men han är mäster att göra det.
Heaven on earth is saying, God, you're in your kingdom, there's no sickness, please bring it to earth.
Så vi säger, God, och tog inom kongarriket är ången sjuka, kom ut och gör.
And when we meet people who are captive,
så tar vi möta folk som är fängslar.
Maybe they won't be coming out of a physical prison.
Kanske kommer de inte ur en fysisk fängsla.
But they're captive in a prison that the enemy has them in.
Men de är fängslar I en fängsla som fienden har dem last I.
We get to be the people who get to meet them and say, "There's new clothes for you, new spiritual clothes."
Så vi är folkene som kunde möta hesen här och säga. Det är nytt kläder till tecken, antalet kläder.
And there's a new identity for you.
Och det är en nytt samlighet till tecken.
And God has more for you.
Och Gud har mer till tecken.
There are people in these communities who are suffering with depression and thinking about suicide.
Det är folk här som är tunglint och ströjas vid självmordstanken.
God has heaven to give to them.
Gud har himmel och att geva till dem.
And how does he do it?
Hur gör han det?
Through us. Ask him who he's sending you to.
Spyr han hvem du skal sendas til.
And listen to him and speak over the people what he's saying.
Lusta etter honom og så tosa.
I'm just going to finish by praying over you, if that's okay.
Jeg vil enda via bia fyrt ekon om til leie.
Maybe we could stand together.
Kanskje kunne vi standa saman.
Father, I thank you so much for this amazing body of people.
Herre, tack för den fantastiska flotten av folk.
Thank you for your provision of this beautiful building.
Tack för att vi kunde vara här vackra byggningen.
Thank you, Father, that you want this building filled with people who are free in you.
Tack för att du inser att dessa byggningar ska vara fulla av folk som är fria I här.
And Father, I pray that every day we will be people of worship.
Vi ber för om att kvända att vi skulle vara folk som tillbia.
That we'll lay down our crowns.
Att vi lägger krona till viks.
Only wear the identity that you have given us.
Och bära gänga vi samlägan som du har givit oss.
And that we will overflow with color.
Och att vi skulle ha som överflow av liton.
To our communities.
Till våra samfälla.
And all around the world.
Och öll I heimenon.
In Jesus' name.
Och Jesus har namn.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me.
Tusen tack för att jag kunde vara här.
I would love to stay in touch if it's my Instagram is debswalker_.
Ja, jag vill fejen vid samband med tecken och er Instagram deb.
Debs Walker_. If any of the young people would be interested to come serve with us, they can contact that way.
Om onkrat har en inkre inskrivna komma till när vi åkon är de välkomna att sätta till samband vi är med.
Thank you.
Tack.
Ja. Tusen tack för det.
Thank you so much.